تو بله بینده بله بینده مورالتی افتیم کن میر کامانس دیلیم then one experiences the result of all happiness. You see, bodily happy my great being, that's life. And then, the experiencing is the ultimate cause that, you see, other people do not criticize, do not cheat you, and they always be, they're always very truthful to you, supportive. Then, the possessor is not to the place. So what one's doing business or whatever you say, all those different things. So receiving, if one's doing transportation, they're receiving a lot of passengers, or even when a restaurant, they're receiving a lot of guests, you know. So like this. So having a success, you know, like that. Yeah, then, so like this. So therefore, now here we can see by going into details like this and through the analysis, you know, that how the karma is expandable and one has to experience. If it's made karma, then the suffering result of one has been many hundreds of lifetimes, or thousands of lifetimes. then also it is a good karma, also you result, you experience, you enjoy the result of many hundreds of lifetimes, you know, thousands of lifetimes. So therefore now, before I gave example, you see one need karma done in this life, you know. So such as the killing. So, you know, what happens if the karma is not purified and even doesn't practice moral, even doesn't stop, so what happens, what danger goes on and on in all the life, you know, the suffering becomes endless. So now, you see, now one day, you know, one day, even just from the 10 anniversary action, there are so many we collect. you know, from these 10 non-universal actions, there are so many there are many negative karmas that we collect so many times in one, even one day. the gossiping and covetousness and so forth, you know. So in this life, one day there's so many karma. In this life, there's so many negative karmas. Even just from the 10th anniversary action, there's so many we collected. You know, from this we collect so many. Even in this life, up to now, then not just that. From beginning of this birth, there are so many which not finished experiencing. there's so many. So now here, yeah. So therefore now, it becomes something that you cannot wait without purifying. You know, can't wait even a second, can't wait even a minute, second without purifying all these things, karma. So. And that and can't wait, you know, without practicing morality, you know, changing the action, stopping those need karma, living the vow, can't wait, you see, becomes, see, the most important thing to do something to practice to im, something to practice immediately, because so if it's not done this life or now, then death can happen any moment. So then in the future, it's very difficult to stay. To have the opportunity to practice. So here now the conclusion, you can see the real solution, you see, that is only Dharma. The real solution, ultimate solution is real. There are many things to help. You see, medicines, one wants to see, you see. medicine, astrology, feng shui, you see, there are many things to help life. But you see, the ultimate one is on the Dharma. On the Dharma, you see, even though there are so many things that could help, but you see, even to receive those helps, you know, to when one sick, you know, to have, to meet a doctor, to meet, say, qualified doctor who can cure your disease, and to receive the good treatment, treatment. For that you need good karma. Without good karma, that doesn't happen. So same, same with other, you know, feng shui or other and other. Method, same. So, without good, in the first place, it is not good karma. Those things doesn't happen. In those conditions, doesn't happen. So, real answer is Dharma to solve the ultimate solution. That is the Dharma to solve the problem and to have success or happiness. Because everything comes from one's mind, you know. So therefore, let people living in the vows, precepts, let the ordained person, living in the monastery, nunnery, you see, even they live, a very, say, distant, a very isolated place. How does it benefit the world? So that we can understand how does it benefit the world. So one can. Yes. How does it benefit the rest of the world, the other sentient beings? So that's where you can understand from this explanation of karma. So, simple way to understand is that, because how many number of vows the person takes, you know, the lay person or the ordained person, that means, you see, that person makes a vow to stop that many negative karma, to stop that many harmful actions which harms oneself, not only that, especially to other sentient beings, especially toward other sentient beings, you know, which harms directly or indirectly. So that means number of the person may vow to stop. That means the rest of the sentient beings don't receive harm from that person, that don't receive that many harm. she receives less harm, there must be less harm from that person. That means that there's less the sentient beings, people other living beings in this world receive that much peace, happiness, rest of the sentient beings, and the living beings who are living in this world receive that much peace and happiness from this person. Then, as it's mentioned in the teachings, in the sutra teachings, that in the in the past, see how the by living in the vow, how that helps for economic, and by living in the vow, in the precepts, how does it help for economic, to development of economic, the means to develop the means of living, the enjoyments, to develop the country, to receive the rains right time, all the crops to grow well and without obstacle. all these things, to have much peace and happiness. So, in India, in the past, as they were a country, there has been a lot of difficulties. in the means of living, then later it was developed. The crops that grew well and everything is the country developed so much. So the king of the country thought I did it. And so one of them, the ministers, they think they did it. And then one of the ministers told the king, there's a sage, who has clear ones, so must go to ask who developed the country, by the minister or by the king or due to whom. And they went to see the sage, and the sage, they said that, the wild country is so much well developed, it's a kind of crops and everything is going very well. it's not because of the king. It's not because of the minister. In the forest, there are four animals. Poor brother animals. in the forest. So they live in the vow. They live in presence. They live in the places. So it's due to why the country changed and developed so much, great things going so well, is because these four brother animals lived in the forest, they practiced morality, lived in the vow, precisely. So what happened was, there's the elephant, the monkey, then elephant, monkey, and then there's the rabbit, and bird. so respected, whoever's elders, they all have a moral discipline, respect to the elder ones, and then they decided, each of them. So this is, I think, live in the five precepts, and then elephant spread the vow, they spread the precepts to other elephants, and then the monkey spread the precepts to other monkeys, and the rabbit, precept. So, the bird is that is a manifestation of Buddha. But then, monkey, elephant, monkey, rabbit, those are different. Buddha is in different
different attendant, say, different Buddhist attendant, the Ananda and what, what I call Nyegao, Kungao, Nyegao, I don't remember what name. So, so this is the story of the the four brothers, the Pahamani's brother. So it is said that if we have this picture for Pahamani's brother, you know, in a house, then it brings harmonies in the family or in the office. and prosperity, so like that. I think maybe I'll stop here. So, get a bunch of supper. So I think, purpose of my life is to free all sins and small the sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment, and therefore I need to achieve enlightenment, and therefore I need to exercise this path to enlightenment, therefore I need to purify all the obscurity and karmas. If I'm now in the law realm, in the hell realm, it is so unbearable, the suffering, and there's no opportunity to practice Dharma, and death can happen any time. So that means I'll be reborn there in any moment. So therefore, I must purify all this net karma right now, without delay, even a second. So, think all this net karma, you know, worse than each of the net karma is worse than the, say, than all the poison that which exists in the world. With eating poison, it might cause death, but doesn't make to be reborn the lower realm. But negative karma makes to be reborn the lower realm. So therefore, each of these negative karmas is much more harmful, dangerous than all the persons, you see, that which in the world. So I'm going to budget supplement the situation to benefit towards all sentient beings. So, one visualizes also it in one's own heart. There's a moon disk. then all sentient beings there, all the families, all one's own families there. And then a particular person whom you want to pray, somebody who died, you know. also one can those particular person, one can visualize there and purify at the same time. So visualize from one side, the root virtuous friend, Bajasapa, inseparable, oneness on one's crown, and I go for refuge to Buddha and Dharma Sangha in the light of enlightenment. Due to the merits, having done charity and so forth, may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit for all the migratory beings. I go for refuge to Buddha and Dharma Sangha until I achieve full enlightenment. So, you see, the Guru Bhajasava, what you have visualized, that's all the Guru Bhattama Sangha. So with all the hearts rely on the basic motivation, compassion, to free all sentient beings from all the sufferings, you know. Due to merit, having done charity and so forth, may I achieve full enlightenment and not benefit for the migratory beings. I go for refuge to the Dharma Sangha until I achieve enlightenment. Due to the merits, having done charity and so forth, may I achieve enlightenment and the benefit for all the migratory beings. Omo bajara sato samaya manu balaya bajara sato deno badida diru memba sato agayo memba wa sato agayo memba wa anarato memba wa constantly, no? They are flowing there. Nectar beams from the Guru Vajrasava's heart, purified or whatever oneself, also then penetrate right in your heart. No? So from came out in the form of dirty liquid. Om bajara sato samaya mano balaya bajara sato deno ba deja dedo memba wa Subho kayo memba wa anurabho memba wa sava siddhi mepa yasa sava kama sudha me zidha shiriya ha ha ho bhagavanai sava tata angata bejarama memen bejarambe lama samaya sato ha Bajara sato samaya mano balaya Bajara sato teno bai dida dido membawa Soto akayo membawa Isobu akayo membawa Anorato membawa Isobu akile membaya Sawakama sudame teta jimun guru Ha ha Sawada bhagada bajara mamem bajara beva ma samaya sabha ube Oma bajara sato samaya manu balaya bajara sato teno ba tida dido membawa Sota kayo membawa subo kayo membawa Anurato membawa isawa siddhi membayas Sawa kama sudhami siddhama siddhama guru Siddhama siddhama guru Ha 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 ambara vana sawa tatanga Bejarama memunza bejarame vama samaya Sato Om bajara sato samaya mana balaya bajara sato deno ba deja dedo membawa sodo kaya membawa sodo kaya membawa yanarato membawa sava sidi membaya sava kamai sudame titam siyama guru ha 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 Sava tatanga bezara mame munza bezara deva ma samaya sato aume Oma bajara sato samaya mana balaya bajara sato deno ba deda dedo membawa Sota kayo membawa subo kayo membawa Anarabo membawa isawa siddhi mebayata sawa kama sudha medis shima guru ha 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 ho bhagavan sawa tatangata bezirama memus bezirame vama samaya sabo Om Bajara Sato Samaya Mana Balaya
Bajara sato te no ma te da de do me ma wa so do ka yo me ma wa so bo ka yo me ma wa agara to me ma wa sa wa si de me ra ya sa wa ya ka ma su za me de ra mu yo bro ha bhagavan sa wa ta ta ka ta be za ma na Bezere beva ma samaya zavame.
So with the awesome Buddhist mind, from beginningless rebirth to a complete pure mind. Same day, all the sentient beings, all the innate karmas are completely pure mind. So somebody who is very sick or passed away, or a particular person that you want to pray, also spirit, and then one can think completely purified. Now between meditation, the neck beams, you know, the chase up, purify up all the net karma obscurations.
Om Bajara Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Bajara Sato Deno Bhatita Dito Membawa Soto Kayo Membawa Subo Kayo Membawa Anurato Membawa Sava Siti Membaya Sava Kama Sutta Mirjita Guru Maha Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Bajara Mamemu Bajaram Beva Ma Samaya Sadhva Vombe Om Baja Sadhva Samaya Mano Bavaya Bajara Sadhva Teno Bhadita Dido Membava Sudhva Kayam Kayo Membava Anuradu Membava Sava Siddhi Membaya Sadhva Kama Sudhva Medhita Shri Yama Guru Ha Savatata and Gata Bezera Mame Munza Bezera Ma Samaya Sado Aumbe Omon Baja Sado Samaya Mana Balaya Bajara Sado Deno Bati Dandi Dumemba Soda Kaya Membawa Sudo Kaya Membawa Narato Membawa Sava Siddhi Mebaya Sava Kama Sudha Mejeta Sriyama Guru Bhagavana Sava Tata Gata Beja Mamem Bejaram Bela Ma Samaya Sato Aumbe Om Baja Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Bajara Sato Dinava Dita Dito Membawa Sudha Kaya Membawa Sudha Kaya Membawa Anarato Membawa Sava Siddhi Membaya Sava Kama Sudha Medina Guru Maha Bhagavana Sava Tata Anga Bajama Memunza Bajara Bewa Mahasama Sato Ai Voi Be Om Bajara Sato Samaya Manu Bajara Sato Tenu Bhadija Dito Membawa Sota Kayo Membawa Subha Kayo Membawa Anurato Membawa Siddhi Membaya Sava Kama Sudha Medhita Musriyam Guru Ha-ha-ha-ho-om Bhagavan Sava-ta-ta-gata Bajra-ma-mev Bajra-beva-ma-samaya-sato-ombe Om-om-bajra-sato-samaya-manu-balaya Bajra-sato-te-no-ba Tidya-di-ta-membava Sudhu-kaya-membava Subhu-kaya-membava Anurabha-membava Sava Siddhi Mabaya Sava Kama Sudha Med Srima Guru Maha Bhagavana Sava Tata Gata Bajra Mamem Bajra Bela Ma Samaya Sato Aumbe
karma obscurations and collect upon beginning this birth by which once upon a certain mind were completely purified. So not the the now the inventation, this the instant, the purification of the all the ones on the karmas in the form of darkness at the heart, and then strong that the beams emitted, completely become, say, non-existent right there. Well, same thing, all sentient beings with karma sent, become non-existent there. So we can recite in silence. But
Om Bhajara Sadhu Samaya Imanu Apalaya Bhajara Sadhu Denaba Dida Dido Membawa Subhu Kayo Membawa Yesu Kayo Membawa Anuradu Membawa Isava Siddhi Membaya Sava Gama Shri Guru Mahal Bhagavanai Savaya Tata Gata Bajra Mame Mata Bajra Beva Mahai Samaya Sato
One can also think this way, that the mind becomes pure and then the body becomes like a crystal, calm, clear, like crystal, which is the nature of light. One can also think of that way. Now, Guru Vachasava is telling you you the lineage of the race of sun, all the nirkamas, the defilements or the distance of my vows were completely purified. So no, there's no slightest thing, everything purified, and there's no slightest negative karma in the one's mind, size of even size of atom, nothing left there. And think now, there's no cause in my mind to be to be reborn the lower realm, so forth. So generally very strong faith. And also, you know, rejoice. Having purified. Having the opportunity to purify. With the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So now, the last the power, you know, commitment, making commitment to not do again. So if we say, I'm not committed again, that becomes, for many of us, that I see, due to uncontrolled mind, that unable to see as one met commitment, it doesn't happen. Difficult to happen. So, therefore, to not become telling lies towards the holy objects, towards the object of refuge, does no one make commitment that I will abstain from those nirkamas, downfalls, Ones which I can, I'll abstain from them from now on. And the ones were extremely difficult to abstain from, 1 day or 1 hour, a minute, even for a few seconds, I'll abstain from them. Now, Guru Vajrasattva, the meditative, the Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your determination of practice. And melted in the light, absorbed through the center of the two eyebrows, where there's the tip, upper tip of the center channel, and bless your body, spirit, mind. Then those who have received high sound of initiation then can do the meditation, entering the heart. Then also body, spirit, mind transformed into the Vajra, holy body, holy spirit, and the mind of the Vajrasattva. The group by Ambachasabha, the one visualized, which the which I think. Now, in emptiness, there is no I, creator of Nityakama. In emptiness, there is no action creating the need karma. In emptiness, there is no creation need karma. So by this, it becomes by maintaining on emptiness, by sealing with the true circle, you know, by sealing with the emptiness, like this, maintaining on emptiness, it become unbelievable, powerful purification. So while one is maintained on emptiness, in emptiness, all the tea time aid is collected by me, by Buddha Sabas and Dimpins. And today's merit that I collected. That which is totally non-existent in emptiness. May the I, who is also totally non-existent in emptiness. Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which is also totally non-existent in emptiness. And lead all sentient beings who are totally non-existent in emptiness. To that enlightenment which is also totally non-existent in emptiness. By myself alone, who is also totally non-existent in emptiness. Changju Samjo Rimbo Che Ma Che Va Nam Che Ju Si Che Va Nyam Ba Me Va Yi Kong Ne Kong Tu Ha Pe Va Ro Yi Shu. To the Chaisalaka Buddha Chita Vodana Samadhi, mind of all sentient beings without delay, even a second, and the virginity to be increased. Did all the past present picture made its glory by once, the Buddha Sabbath sentient beings, may all the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness, may the Lord was empty forever, may all the Buddha Sabbath prayers to succeed immediately, may have able to cause all these Brahmas along. Did all the three time made its glory by once, the Buddha Sabbath sentient beings, may the sentient beings who hears me, who touches me, who remember me, who think about me, who talks about me, who makes connection with harm or help, and may all these sentient beings, just by this, may they never be reborn the Lord realms from now on. May they immediately get liberated from all the disease, spirit, harm, karma, obscurations, and may they achieve enlightenment as good as possible. Did all these merits collected by me, by the service and may I be able to offer extensive benefit towards all sentient beings, extensive benefit like sky, towards all sentient beings, like Lama Tsongkhapa. By all the qualities, what Lama Tsongkhapa has within me, from now on in all the future lifetimes. I'll dedicate all my merits, in the best way, to cooling life and wholesome things. As the Pratidam Buddha Buddha Sava step, they dedicate their merits, and some of the Bhattan and Tukvasha realizes. These all the three time merits, collect balance of Buddha Sava Sindhima. May the Lama Tukvasha's complete path, send us complete path in the path of Sutantra, may the actualize Buddha's mind in the mind of all sentient beings. All the sentient beings. And in the mind of all, in the mind of all the students and all those who sacrifice their life to serve others, teaching Buddha. All the wishes to be fulfilled and according to Holy Dharma, and all the Dharma projects, everything to be completed. Of the each mental centers and so including the material project, everything to be succeed and to be most beneficial towards all sentient beings, and oneself able to lead all sentient beings to enlightenment as good as possible by spreading the Amazon office teaching.